This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zingebush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And a scoring partner has played a for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And we are at Marion Local High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Friday night, interconference action between the Shelby County Athletic League and the Midwest Athletic Conference. The homestanding Marion Local Flyers take on the visiting Anna Rockets in boys high school basketball. Marion Local 5-0 on the year. Anna 3-3. These two teams met in the regional championship game 1 year ago. You may recall we covered that game for you from Wright State University. Marion Local won it by a final score of 58-43. The four leading scorers in that game graduated. Evan Myers, Jacob Feroz for Anna. Austin Niekamp graduated. And Ryan Homan did as well for Marion Local 1 season ago. So those four young men are gone, but these two clubs have a lot of height and a lot of talent and good scoring potential returning. Marion Local unbeaten, 5-0. Anna 3-3 on the season so far. Anna's been hit with a power outage in terms of points. Rockets just not shooting the ball like they will later on in the season. That is for sure. Anna has a victory recently over Fort Loramie in overtime at the Redskins gym by a count of 38-33. Only scored 39 in a recent setback to Minster. Anna's been getting off to slow starts with outputs in the first half of 11, a dozen points. That is simply not good enough. Anna hopes to right itself here tonight. Marion Local with wins over Fort Recovery, New Knoxville, Lima Bath, St. Henry, 58-51, and Salina on the 30th of December. Marion Local not shooting it real well from distance, but a high percentage of nearly 60% on two-point shots. Marion Local 5-0, Anna 3-3 in boys varsity action here tonight in Scores Broadcast. JV game, Marion Local 40, Anna 36, 5 minutes left in the fourth. Anna led by double digits early on in the first half, but Marion Local has caught fire and leads by four as we approach the five-minute mark in the fourth quarter. We'll return with a look at starting lineups and more about these two head coaches when we come back. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Anna on the road at Marion Local tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at secur.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Marion Local. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, reserve game, 44-38 Flyers, 2:36 left in the fourth quarter. As we noted for you a few minutes ago, Home and Niekamp, both gone from last year's Marion Local team, returning Braden Mesherchuk, and what a thorn he was in the side of everybody who played against the Marion Local Flyers last year. And Marion Local had a phenomenal season, went all the way to the state championship game, did the Flyers before losing. I think Marion Local went 22-3 over the course of the season. We covered the Flyers in the last three contests, regional championship, two state tournament games. Braden Mesher coming off a game for Marion Local here this season against St. Henry. 10 rebounds, 9 assists. That doesn't mention his double-digit scoring. But, wow, what a playmaker, what a facilitator he is for the Flyers.
Oh, he is. If you're going to have one kid back from a team, he's the one you want back. 6'2", plays like he's 6'5", strong, goes inside, can shoot the three, plays great defense. He gives the Flyers everything that they're looking for.
And how about Ryland Platfoot? He is a junior, back from a fine sophomore season last year for Anna. He played more and more as the season progressed last campaign. He had 3 threes, 20 points in a loss to Minster earlier this year. He's at 8 points in the last two games, leading scorer for Anna. Rockets will need a big game from him tonight in order to win, just like Mesher needs to score and do everything he does in order for the Flyers to come out on top.
Well, yeah, I mean, those two need to get what they're going to get. Each team needs people to start, you know, it's early enough in the season they can still find people that can help in the scoring, help in running the offense, doing the things that you need to do to win.
Late starts for both clubs because of football. Not as late as usual for Kirk Guttemiller, head coach at Marion Local.
No.
Because the Flyers did not win the state championship in Division 7 football. Had their winning streak finished at 78 straight as St. Henry beat Marion Local in a regional championship game. Hannah went all the way to its regional final against Coldwater before losing. So the two teams canceled a week and a half, 2 weeks of basketball. Yeah, they're a little behind, but they're both catching up very quickly.
Well, and the thing that when you mentioned all that, the thing that I noticed was all four teams that you just talked about that were in regional finals were off in the MAC.
Uh-huh. And you look around this Marion Local gym known as the Hangar because it looks like an airplane hangar. Well, you see hanging one banner after another, state championships all over the place, including, what, the 14 or 15 in high school football. Blue and gold banners down to the left end of the gymnasium and directly to our right at this near end of the hangar.
Have to build a bigger gym here pretty soon.
And I think it's on it's the architect's timetable.
Good, because, I mean, they have such wonderful athletics. They need to pick up where they play now.
Exactly. Two outstanding head coaches here tonight. We mentioned Kurt Guttemiller for Marion Local. Nate Barhorst for Anna began way back in 2011. I didn't know this about Nate in doing some research. He played the wing. He played a forward spot 1998-99 season for Ohio Northern University.
Really?
I'll have to kid Nate about that and ask him about how many games in which he didn't score a field goal. In 2018, you may recall, he was the D3 Coach of the Year. Nate Barhorst, head man at Anna. Kurt Guttemiller runs the show at Marion Local, and it was way back in 2011 when he got started as well as the head man for the boys' varsity program for the Flyers. He's a 1992 grad at Marion Local, held numerous coaching positions, including a junior varsity coaching stint at Minster from 01 to 11. And Kurt is also an Ohio State graduate, I might note. Yeah. 1:29 left in the JV game. Marion Local shooting free throws up 8, 46-38 over Anna. I'd like to remind you that we are on the air thanks to Osgood Bank. Don't forget Osgood Bank. Wow, with us now for over a dozen years. Osgood with a new location in Rushi. Also locations in Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. And thanks to LaCal Equipment, a Scores founding partner, LACAL.
It moved to Shelby County, Jackson Center, Ohio, specifically from L.A., California, back in 1983. Thus the name LaCal. An originating partner, thanks so much for the boost from LaCal. We could not have gotten on the air, wouldn't be here today, 21 years later, if it had not been for support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. We owe you folks a great deal of gratitude, that is for sure. More pregame upcoming when we come back. Good crowd on hand for this interconference battle between Anna from the Shelby County Athletic League and Marion Local from the Midwest Athletic Conference tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full-time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
With great support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. LaCal proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Marion Local. Half minute to go in our preliminary tilt. Marion Local 51 and a 44. Varsity games start about 15 minutes away. Looking a little more specifically at previous games played by these two clubs for the Anna Rockets in a loss to Minster by 13. As I noted a short while ago, Platfoot had 20. Brady Winning had two threes in that game. He had 10 points on the night in the overtime win at Fort Laramie. A good contest for Anna from Bixler as he poured in 8. Platfoot had 8.
Barhorst had 7. Those were the top scores for Anna in that contest. And recently, in a setback to New Bremen, Flatfoot at 8. Ziegenbusch and Barhorst had 7 apiece. As I noted, Anna just has suffered from poor starts. 12 points in the first half against Fort Loramie, 11 points in the first two quarters against New Bremen. That's got to change. What causes that, Chuck? I know it's early on for Anna, only 6 games played, but very poor beginnings.
Well, you got new starters. You got people playing different roles than they had last year. Sometimes it takes a little while to get things going, to get the kids to understand their new role. Maybe you were a facilitator last year, but now they need you to score. There's just all kinds of different things that can change. But you need to find out what that is. Your pregame, whatever is creative you're doing, you change it.
Right. Barry Local's got a big win to its credit at St. Henry, 58-51. Braden Mesher, 19 points in that game, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. He was just Mr. Everything on that night against the Redskins. Clearly, Anna's got to slow him down tonight. Oliver Hilsman had 8 points on 2 threes. Outstanding young performer, a sophomore, 6'5", Brennan Hess, had 8 in that game. Cale Arnes, a 6'3", junior, had 8 points. Grant Kramer, 5'11", senior, who shoots it from distance, had 9 in that outing. The most recent contest saw Marion Local rout Salina by a final of 56-35. Arnes, 7 of 11 from the floor. Mesher, 5 of 9. Hilsman had 2 threes in that game as Marion Local shot 60% from the floor again. It's not been a very good three-point shooting team. It was far better last year. It's about 25% of the campaign so far. Anna shooting threes at a little better clip than that. And you know, as the month of January moves along, the outside shooting will get better and better.
Well, it's got to get because Grant Kramer last year was an outstanding three-point shooter.
Yep.
But, I mean, it just gets in your head sometimes that you can just change just the teeniest thing, and it throws your shot off. So, you know, they got to find their rhythm, and they got to find their three-point shooting from the outside.
Both teams on the floor. Anna Rocket shooting down to her left in the road green. Marion Local Flyers right in front of us in the home white. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components include Rylan Flatfoot for Anna, Braden Mesher for Marion Local. They are the cogs, the playmakers. They engineer each club's offense. Each player can shoot the three. Mesher, an outstanding driver, and Anna cannot allow him to get down below the foul line. That's where he makes things happen. Flatfoot needs some help on the arc from the likes of Bixler and Ziegenbusch. Anna with a little more size this year than last on the interior, and of course, the big 6'8 Austin Niekamp graduated from Marion Local last spring. Those are key building components of tonight's game. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website at shelbycountyveterans.org. That's veterans plural. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. And I'd like to let you know that we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster, and we contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, here in Minster for nearly 50 years, and one of the many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and to raise families. It's a busy night in the area for high school basketball as clubs swing it back into action. Botkins, by the way, of the Shelby County Athletic League, is at Houston tomorrow in the way of boys games involving SCAL teams. Botkins at Fort Recovery, Fairlawn at Jackson Center, Fort Loramie at Rushi, and that is a varsity start for that boys game between Fort Loramie and Rushi tomorrow at Rushi at around 4:30 or so. The previous game, the Fort Loramie-Rushi girls varsity contest, we'll have that for you. We will be on the air around 2:30 or so to bring you that doubleheader. Rushi-Fort Loramie girls varsity and then the boys. Houston plays at Mississinewa tomorrow in boys action. These Anarockets are home against St. Henry. In girls games, Botkins at Houston, Fairlawn at Jackson Center, and Versailles girls take on Anna at the Rockets gym. I'd also note that there's a lot of action tonight and tomorrow featuring Midwest Athletic Conference clubs. On the boys' side of the ledger, Coldwater meets Lima Shawnee tonight. Fort Recovery takes on Van Wert Lincoln View. Minster plays against Spencerville, and St. Mary's is entertaining New Bremen. MAC boys tomorrow, Coldwater Elida, Delta St. John's, Lima Shawnee, Fort Recovery Botkins, Marion Local plays Jonathan Alder. Minster meets Ottoville. New Bremen tackles Lima Bath. New Knoxville plays Covington. Parkway tangles with Adams Central of Indiana, and the Versailles Tigers meet the Brookville Blue Devils. We've got more in just a few minutes from here at Marion Local. Anna Rockets, Marion Local Flyers, Anna 3-3, Marion Local 5-0, unbeaten on the year here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy. Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new,
new. Three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Anna Rockets last year under head coach Nate Barhorst suffered some real close losses. Picked it up down the stretch, gained momentum late in the season. So fun covering Anna in the tournament trail last campaign, Chuck. How about that win over Tri-Village at Vandalia?
That was fantastic. Anytime Tri-Village loses to anybody, it's fantastic, but especially a team from the Shelby County League.
And then Anna ran into a buzzsaw at Marion Local, which finished 26-3 last year, went all the way to the state championship game, did the Flyers. 26-3 for Marion Local by way of record last season. The two teams collided in the regional championship in Division 6, and Marion Local won it by a final score of 58-43. That final not indicative of how closely the game was played. In fact, it was only a 5-point contest at the end of three quarters. It was only a 3-point game early on in the fourth. Evan Myers at 13 for Anna. Jacob Perose had 12. Ryland Flatfoot played about three-fourths of that game. He had 7 all in the second quarter. Brady Winning, who will start tonight, had 7 in that game. Kyle Edelman had 2 points, and Alex Chappie had 2 for Marion Local and beating Anna last year in that regional title game. Big Austin Niekamp had 17. He had 2 threes in the first quarter. He was supported by Brady Mesher, who popped in 13 points. He got to the foul line 5 times, did measure. Ryan Holman with a streak of free throws in that fourth quarter. He made 2, 4, 6, 8 in a row, finished with 12. Cale Arnes, who will start tonight, had 8 points in that win over Anna in the regional title game a year ago. Grant Kramer had 7, including a 3-point basket. That's a look back to this past March 2025, or I should say a year ago. We're now in 2026. To look back at that regional title game played between Anna and Marion Local. Not the size on the floor for Marion Local this season. Anna, in fact, is the bigger team, Chuck. How about that?
Well, they do have more size. And looking at the names for Anna, you know, I think they're going to get it turned around. They got some talent coming back. They got some kids. I watched the Stearns kid, and I know they really were expecting good things out of him. 6'7", junior. He had a really nice JV game. He only played two quarters. So I got a feeling they're planning on using him in the varsity game tonight.
The two winnings are 6'6 and 6'4. Carter, a junior, 6'6. Brady, a senior, at 6'4. A.J. Barhorst, head coach Nate Barhorst's son, 6'4 senior. Ryland Flatfoot, 5'11 out front, shoots the three ball extremely well. And Anna also manned at guard. Logan Ziegenbusch and Blake Bixler. This is a Friday night, Chuck, on which a lot of area clubs are not playing. Sparse league schedules with league teams competing against each other. If there are games, it's inter-conference, inter-league matchups. Thus, because of a sparse schedule, boy, it's a who's who in coaches.
Looking around.
I've seen Rushi. I've seen St. Henry. Everybody scouting, both Marion Local and Anna, because a lot of these clubs in the region play both of these teams in action here tonight.
Jackson Center's here.
Yep.
And I don't know all of the coaches in the MAC, but I guarantee you if they're not playing, they're here watching.
We've got a big crowd here at the hangar at Marion Local High School. Anna and the Flyers, Rockets on the road. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, starting lineups, opening tip in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, CURLYSmeats.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake.
Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Here we go. Starting lineups for the visiting Anna Rockets. Logan Ziegenbusch, 5'11 sophomore at guard, with Blake Bixler, 6'1 senior, and Rylan Flatfoot, a 5'11 junior. A.J. Barhorst at a wing, a 6'4 senior. On the inside, Brady Winning, a 6'4 senior. For Marion Local, it's Brennan Hess, a 6'5 soft at a wing. Grant Kramer, a 5'11 senior out front, along with Luke Everman, a 6'3" junior. Cale Arnes at a wing, a 6'3" junior. And Braden Mesher at the point, a 6'2" senior. Opening tip to start the game, won by the white-shirted Marion Local Flyers. It's Mesher top of the circle, right wing to Kramer. Open, he skies a three ball. It is off the flange. Long rebound, Cale Arnes. Gives it up to Mesher. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Feeds a three-point shooter on the left flank. It's Kramer again, short on the shot. It deflects off the iron into the hands of the Rockets to bring it down. And right away, jack up a three ball. Bixler misses strong, and the rebound down to Marion Local. Mesher gets a high screen. Hess rolls. Mesher gives it up into the lane to teammate Luke Everman. Turnaround 10-footer deflected to the arc where Marion Local sinks the three. Grant Kramer finds the range. 3-0 Marion Local. We played a minute. And a forecourt to our left. Rockets moving from right to left on your phone or computer screen. Here's a three ball, airborne, off the fingertips of Rylan Flatfoot. Way off to the right. He misguided that one. Flyers down the floor in a hurry. Then throw it out back on the play to Kramer. Baseline right to Arnes. Arnes reverses, goes underneath the basket. Shot fake, up strong. Two-shot foul coming here for Cale Arnes of Marion Local. 6'3 junior, he was the ace defender on this club a year ago and is generating more scoring so far this season. Free throw too hard, no good. 3-0 at Marion Local. We played 90 seconds in the first. Arnes is strong, then short. He's 0-for-2 at the stripe. Rebound down to Anna. And Anna drops the ball left side of the floor. Deflected slightly by Marion Local. Rockets will throw in. Ball entered left corner of the floor, handled there by Ziegenbusch. Hits a cutter down the lane. It's Flatfoot, poked away by Marion Local and stolen. Flyers over the timeline. Kramer right corner on top to Mesher. Back to Grant Kramer. Nobody guards him. Long three. It hit the heel. Rebound save, baseline by Luke Everman. Pitches back to the arc to Mesher. Navigates the paint. Low on the left to a teammate. Then wow. A great pocket pass on the play to Arnes, who gets the gimme.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was Hess to Arnes. That was a great pass.
Outstanding assist. Won't see one better than that. 5-0, Anna down, and the Rockets turn it over at midcourt. Mesher down the floor, gives it up, gets it back. Low post, ducks under, reverse layup, got it, and a foul. Well done to Mesher. Fast start for Marion Local, up 7-0 with 5:41 to go in the first. Anna may need a timeout. There it is. 7-0 Marion Local early on in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hey, do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? Well, I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo. Dr. Katie Bargy will serve you at Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi. She is a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. As Anna comes down the floor after a missed free throw by Marion Local and gets a dynamite shot in the paint area by A.J. Barhorst, twisting and turning to the rim with the left hand. And that's the first fielder for Anna with almost 3 minutes gone here at the start. Here's Marion Local going high-low. Pass on the arc down inside to Everman. Then Everman threw it back to the three-point shooter. That was Grant Kramer who fed it to Everman, who dropped in a bomb. Woo! Is Marion Local hot here at the start? They are passing Anna Silly. And here's Anna trying to throw to a cutter, baseline left, off the fingertips of a green jersey, out of bounds. Poor start for the Rockets, Chuck.
Anna's turned it three times so far. They've given up three offensive rebounds. Not a good way to start the game.
Marion Local to midcourt. Kramer and Everman have drilled three balls so far. Outside the arc on the left, it's Arns. Arns goes baseline, cut off. Feeds it to a gunner. It is Everman. He tries it from distance. Wide right, no good. Anna with the rebound. Rockets leak out other way. Long pass down the floor. Driving layup is good. Nice play by Barhorst, who got to the other end and took the over-the-shoulder pass. 10-4, Marion Local. Mesher out of the key outside the arc on the right to Hess. Hess, a 6'5" sophomore guard. Look at that drive. Right down the lane, hard to the basket. Grant Kramer, in and out, no good. His teardrop wouldn't go. Anna counters. Wow. Oh, what a move. Dipsy do. Ziggenbush in the lane. Parked in a bank shot. Woo, right to the front.
Terrific move there. Crossover, got himself open.
10-6. Marion Local lobs down inside to Cale Arns. He fades away from 8 feet. A little heavy on the shot. Rebound down to Anna. Ziggenbush up to Blackfoot. To the cutter, Ziggenbush. He glides to the rim. Off the back iron. No good. But he's fouled. And he will get two. With Marion Local leading 10-6. Four straight points for the Rockets, who are down 10-2. As we were saying a moment ago, Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi offers care that's individualized, customized to meet your needs. We provide direct one-on-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes. And at Restore, we provide treatment techniques including integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening and balance, and agility training. As Anna goes 1-for-2 at the stripe, Marion Local counters quickly. Flyers playing fast. Here is a Euro step in the lane by Mesher. Missed it off the backboard, no good. Rebound Ziggenbush for Anna. Baseline pass on the right to the player cutting in from the corner. It's caught by Brady Winning, and he scores. Brady Winning hits. Good rally by Anna, 7 straight. It was 10-2, Marion Local. Now it's 10-9. 3 minutes left, opening quarter. Mesher 25 feet away. Stearns on the floor now for Anna. Julian Stearns in there at 6'7". He mans the post defensively. That's your right corner. Look at him glide through the paint area. Very awkward off-balance shot as Anna defended him well. He missed it. No good. Rebound, Anna. Foul backcourt. Marion local. Tell you what, good response by Anna, Chuck.
Oh, yeah, good comeback. I mean, they were down 7-0. They just took, and again, a tough start to the game. But they got 9 points now. They started playing much better.
Yep, down 7-0, then 10-2. It's 10-9. 2:47 to go in the first. Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness takes part in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a doctor's referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you. Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. The phone number 937-710-8744. Get it right. Let restore your well-being. Anna misses down to her left. Marion local up a point. Counters with an offensive set directly in front of us. It is Arns at the elbow on the left. He zigzags toward the paint area, then retreats. Gives it up, gets it back. 2:08 to go in the first quarter. Straight away, it's Isaac Moeller who's in now, a 5'9 junior guard. Moeller hangs on, gives it up on the play to Brennan Hess. There's a bad lob pass into the lane for Arns, stolen on the play by Anna. Nice intercept by Brady Winning. Down the floor to Stearns. Out back it goes on the play to Varhorst. Ball is punched away by Marion local near the timeline. Off Arns last. Anna will throw in. Trailing by 1:10-9. Minute 42 to go here in the opening period.
Heck of a crowd here. I just looked around.
Not many empty seats. We are on the baseline, about four rows up, and a bench directly across from us. We've got a good perch. Here is Anna throwing in. I'd say the gymnasium here at the hangar on the campus of Marion Local High School is about 80-85% full.
Well, I would think so, yeah. A little bit on the far side, on the Anna side.
Varhorst to Stearns. Ooh. Stearns low on the left. Leaps into the air, shoots a six-footer. It skips off the rim, no good. Fine look, wouldn't go down. Rebound Marion local. Flyers, Everman ahead of the key. Gives it up to Isaac Moeller. Deep right corner three ball by Oliver Hillsman is in, a 6'3 senior. It bangs off the iron, goes toward the Anna bench, strapped for the loose ball. Anna gets a piece of it last. It's out of bounds to Marion local. 66 ticks on the clock. First quarter, 10-9 Flyers. We've hit a wall, Chuck, in terms of scoring.
Yep, well, at that time, Ziegenbusch got the steal. But when he turned, he was putting dribbling instead of looking. There's a defender there, and he just turned it over. You don't dribble till you look and see what's there.
Jumping and shooting a long three-pointer is Grant Kramer from Marion local. It is no good. Off the front of the ring. Rebound down to Anna. Flatfoot, forecourt right. Deep right corner, Brady Winning. It's a cutter. Varhorst down the lane. Ball gets hung up on his left hip, but he scores anyway. Woo! Well done. 6 points for Varhorst. He navigated the paint, dribbled through contact, and scored. Here's Marion local. 1, 2, 3 passes on the inside. Shot up and in by Braden Mesher. And had gone ahead briefly, 11-10. Now it's 12-11 Flyers with 20 seconds to go in the first. Flatfoot shakes off his defender and buries a long three-pointer for Anna, which leads at 13-12. Maybe it was just a two. 8 seconds to go in the first. Mesher's got the ball high right for Marion local. Sprints into the lane, tries to survive contact. Ziegenbusch smashes the ball out of his hands and over the end line. Good dislodge by Ziegenbusch. Marion local with 1:08 to go will throw in as Anna's captured the lead late in the opening quarter.
Well, that shot by Flatfoot, I guess, was a two, but I'll tell you what it didn't take away. He crossed the kid over and made him fall down.
Oh, Mesher lobs it in. It's caught in the paint by his teammate, Grant Kramer, who catches in midair and flips it in to beat the buzzer. Beautifully executed out-of-bounds maneuver by Marion local, which leads 14-13 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thank you. On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Marion Local. We start the second quarter, Anna down a point, trailing once by 8 in the first quarter. Got the lead very late in the period by a scant point. Flyers got the last two-pointer, ending the initial quarter. On a great play, Grant Kramer was lofted a pass in the paint, cutting toward the rim with under 2 seconds to go, and he finished it off. Here is a deflection at midcourt. Anna, initial offensive set to start the second quarter, fumbles it out of bounds. Good defense by Marion Local caused it.
That's the fifth turnover by the Rockets. Marion Local's turned it only once.
And that has been an issue that's plagued Anna so far this year. Marion Local's had some high turnover games as well. And Marion Local, Chuck, playing a little faster than the Flyers did a year ago, I think.
Right, I think they're trying to a little bit. They don't have the size they had last year, obviously.
Here's a lob pass by Marion Local down inside. And posting up on the play for the Flyers on the interior is Brennan Hess at 6'5", a sophomore. He can go to the paint. As he did right there, he's got the length to do it. He snatched the pass and was hammered on the arm. He's got a couple free throws coming. Flyers lead it by a score of 14-13 with 7:18 to go in the first half. Hey, that Sydney Frisch's restaurant's never left. It is still here in Sydney, going strong on Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75. We are as popular as ever at Frisch's in Sydney. How about those fabulous Frisch's favorites? They've passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy sandwich is terrific. How about the original fish sandwich? Crispy onion rings, hot, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and the outstanding hot fudge cake. Pumpkin pie served right through the holidays at Frisch's in Sydney. And don't forget, the Frisch's breakfast bar is open from 7 to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney open till 10 every single night. And more popular than ever is Frisch's new dinner menu with spaghetti on it, along with white fish, meatloaf, chicken pot pie, and more. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? Still going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. But the Flyers misfire twice at the free throw line. Anna's got the ball down a point, a minute gone here in the second quarter. Barhorse posts up on the inside, hands off to Platfoot. He's doubled at the foul stripe. He's a marked man by the Flyers defense, that's for sure. Anna's Brady winning. Outside the arc on the right goes to Ziegenbusch in the right corner. Anna down a point, 6:40 to go, second period. Ball thrown right corner to Platfoot. Overplay by Marion Local. Platfoot's hemmed in. Bad pass. Intercepted by the Flyers. Marion Local forecourt in front of us. Top of the circle. Handling is Kramer. Kramer with a bounce pass into the right corner to a teammate who shoots a three behind the screen. It's good. Luke Everman's got a couple from long distance. 6'3 junior. He can light it up. 6:12 to go in the first. Flyers lead by 4, 17-13. Straight away, Ziegenbusch. They clear out for him. Into the lane, doesn't shoot. Lobs it out back to teammate Brady Wenning. Wenning dumps it down, baseline left, stolen by Marion Local. Another turnover, Anna. Top of the circle, Mesher. Mesher picked up by Blake Bixler. Goes baseline to a teammate, cutting to the rim, around a couple players. Is Grant Kramer. Oh, he blew the layup. Anna with the board. 17-13, Marion Local. 5.5 to go till halftime. Back cut, Ziegenbusch open. Nice feed, Bixler to Ziegenbusch for the deuce. 17-15. Flyers lead a bucket. We near the 5-minute mark here in the second. Oh, there's a travel by Marion Local. Dribbling into the lane. Shot missed, no good. It rolled around the rim, but Brennan Hess came off. He got the rebound, missed it again. Another long board to the Flyers, who've been fortuitous with offensive rebounds so far. Players tangle up in the middle of the court. Bodies fly as Marion Local gets a blazing drive down the lane, laid up and in by Everman. Oh, what a first half for him.
Yeah, this junior had a nice start to the game.
6'3", young man stormed the basket from the arc. As he bored his way right through the Anna D, 19-15 Flyers. Stearns back on the floor for Anna with 4:39 to go here in the second quarter. In the left corner, the Rockets will throw inbounds. Been difficult, Chuck, for Platfoot to get good looks for the Rockets.
Yeah, they're doing a good job on him. They're not letting him stand out there and shoot the three, that's for sure.
Platfoot for Anna, Mesher for Marion Local, being guarded very well. Here's a very poor pass by Anna, then a bad one by Marion Local, but the Flyers save in the left corner. It's Mesher twisting, turning toward the rim, in and out, no good. Offensive stick back, Mesher, no good. And there is a rebound on the inside by Marion Local, but a travel is called.
They called
interference.
They called, yeah,
basket interference against Anna.
Against Anna.
Looked like the shot might have been deflected on the way up. Close call. Anna didn't get the break. Marion Local gets a deuce, 21-15. Flyers had a couple of close-in rebound shots. 6-point lead, Marion Local. Biggest has been 8. Oh, here's a good pass by Anna. Down low post right, little 5-footer. Bixler is good. Nice entry to Blake Bixler, 21-17. Marion Local ahead before. 3:49 to go here in the second. Ziegenbusch on the arc, guarding for Anna. As Marion Local weaves, Cale Arn straight away. Near side pass goes to Oliver Hilsman. There's a wild shot taken by Marion Local. Hit the backboard. Did not catch the rim. Anna gets the board. Ziegenbusch up and over the timeline. Goes to big Julian Stearns in the right corner at 6'7". He throws over the top of a Flyer defender, but right to another Marion Local man. And then in backcourt, it's a steal by Platfoot for Anna. And he zips to the basket, lays it in for 2. Where was Platfoot? Nice turn of events here by Anna's defense, Chuck.
Yeah, they needed that. They're not doing much on the offensive end. That was a good steal.
Here's a 3-point try by Marion Local from out back. It's a long one. Isaac Moeller missed it off the flange, but it's a 25-foot rebound to another 3-point shooter, Luke Everman. He rimmed it over the shoulder. Anna on the board attempt. Marion Local, Chuck, shooting a lot more threes than the Flyers did 1 year ago.
Yeah, they also have 7 offensive rebounds in the first half.
And that's been a factor, excessive shots here for the Flyers.
Absolutely, because they're not shooting it well, but they're shooting it, they're getting a lot.
A volume, you're right. Here's a sloppy pass below the rim, inbound of a Marion Local, off a Flyer player's fingertips, and Platfoot tracks it down for Anna. Overplay by Marion Local on the inside, and it's swiped from Ziegenbusch. Here come the Flyers the other way. Mistakes by both teams. The defenses are clearly overplaying about every single pass toward the basket. Right corner, Flyers have it. Jockeying for position is Brennan Hess. in the lane, fadeaway, 10-footer, back rim, won't go down. Julian Stearns climbs the ladder and snares the board for Anna, which is down two with 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Stearns deep in the left corner. Out back to Barhorst. Right wing flatfoot goes baseline. Crowds his way in. Shot blocked out of bounds by the Flyers.
Wow. That got knocked way out of bounds.
Flatfoot is being spied on closely by Marion Local, as is the Flyers Mesher. Anna all over him. The second push to inbound at side court. Anna scored four straight, cutting a 21-15 deficit to 21-19. Here is Bixler with the ball, 25 feet away, circles to the right. Looks for Barhorst cutting along the baseline. He's not there. Bounce pass to A.J. in the corner. Uh-oh, it rolls away from him and out of bounds.
You can't stand and watch your point guard be in that kind of straits and not come and help. Nobody came around to get the basketball.
Yep, turnovers galore for Anna.
Yeah, they've got 11 now.
An abundance of floor errors. Still, though, just a two-point game. Open shooter, right corner. Kramer for Marion Local. No good off the flange. Long rebound. Anna on the back. It goes against Barhorst, I think. And he says, really?
Well, I'll tell you what you get. You come into a different area. You got Shelby County coming up the MAC. I know it's not very far. You got different officials. Shelby County does not see these officials.
You are exactly right, Chuck. That's for sure. It is going to be a inbounds pass by Marion Local's Mesher. Hits a cutter, angling in from the right. It's caught and laid in by Brennan Hess. He sped around his man, and he was fed ahead nicely and laid it up and through, cutting to the basket. Well-designed play by Marion Local. Anna misses at the Rockets' offensive end. Shots on the interior by Bixler and Barhorst don't go down. Tie up, loose ball, Marion Local possession. Flyers up four, 23-19. With a minute 12 to go in the first half. It's been a quickly played first two quarters.
Anna does not want to lose touch now. They're only down four. They do not want to be down 8 or 10 at the end of the half.
Marion Local once led 7-0, 10-2. Anna fought back, took the lead very late in the first by a point. Flyers appear to be playing for one, having slowed down the offense a little bit until Mesher backs his way into the lane. Then the ball is thrown on the arc to Everman. Back to Mesher. Oh, good teamwork. Rolling to the basket. Catching. Coming in from the right corner is Oliver Hilsman. Mesher with one of his patented assists. 25-19, Marion Local. 28 seconds to go here in the first half. Flatfoot to Bixler on the arc. Down the right side of the lane, pivots, hands off to Ziegenbusch, 18 to play. Marion Local head by six. Here's Ziegenbusch, starts in from the right wing, around a player, another one to the basket, short on the shot, tough break. 9 seconds left, Marion Local lost it, got it back. Down to five, Mesher on the arc. Guarded on the play by Barhorst. Mesher into the lane, off balance, shot blocked. Mesher hits the deck. Marion Local bench says, what? No foul? Yep, that's how the second quarter ends. Good block by Anna, which got on top of the leather. Good no call.
Absolutely.
6-point game at intermission. Marion Local Flyers 25, Anna Rockets 19. On scores.broadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work.
Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Welcome back to Marion Local here at the Hangar, the home of the Flyers, who lead Anna by a score of 25-19 after two quarters. It's intermission time. Marion Local up 6. It's been a fast-paced game. A lot of running and shooting. A big volume of shots. Defenses are very good. Neither team shooting it real well. Marion Local's had leads in this game of 8 and 7. Anna scant one-point lead there at the very end of the first before Marion Local got the last two-pointer to close out the first quarter. Anna hanging tough. Got to improve the ball handling, though, Chuck. Let's take a look at our halftime scoring. Brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
Going to the ball handling, 11 turnovers for the Rockets, only 3 for Marion Local in the first half. 15 rebounds each. The difference is 7 of those were offensive rebounds for Marion Local, and it didn't have any. 1 of 2 from the free throw line for the Rockets, which was very good because Marion Local was 0 for 5 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Flyers, they were led by Luke Everman with 8. They got 6 from Mesher. They got 5 from Kramer, and then they got 2 each from Hess and Arns and Huelsman. They scored 14 and 11, 25 for the first half. 6 points for Barhorst led Anna in the first half. 5 for Ziegenbusch. They got 4 out of Platfoot, 2 from Bixler, 2 from Brady Wenning. They scored 13 and 6 and trail it 25 to 19 at the half.
Chuck, the D for both clubs doing a pretty good job on each team's leading scorer. Platfoot held in check, just 4 for Anna. Only 6 for Braden Mesher for the Marion Local Flyers.
Yeah, well, and the difference there is they got 8 points out of Everman, and Barhorst had a really nice first half. He had 6, so if they can keep him scoring and get Platfoot rolling a little bit, I think they're going to be okay.
Yep, Barhorst, very good first two quarters. Luke Everman for Marion Local displaying a nice touch on the outside. The 6'3 junior has drained 8 points so far. Halftime, 25-19, Marion Local over Anna. This segment brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
Right.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Halftime at the Hangar here at Marion Local High School. And the Flyers lead the Anna Rockets by a score of 25-19. Don't forget, we're on the air tomorrow for two games. Fort Loramie Rushi Girls Varsity. Rushi Fort Loramie Boys Varsity. Airtime online on scoresbroadcast.com at approximately sometime after 2 o'clock, our third game of the day, our first broadcast, but the third game of the day at Rushi will tip around 3. We'll be on the air by 2:30 for sure tomorrow. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We're Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local for you. We found out from you, the customer, what products you want on our shelves. We've responded. We've delivered. We've got Hunt Brothers Pizza, Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses. Sample the hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, featuring fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. I love those smoothies at Schaefer Market on South Main in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's. And on the other end of town, The North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. Third quarter starts. Good maneuver by Anna, which feeds Ryland Blackfoot the ball. He gave it up, then got it back, slicing down the lane, and he weaved his way to the rim and drew a two-shot foul. As we launch action here in the third quarter, Anna down six, make it five, as the free throw by Flatfoot hits the front rim, backboard, front rim, back iron, and rolls in. Second shot, Ryland on the way, swish. 25-21, Marion Local by four. As we kick off action here in the third quarter, Flyers bring it down. Here's Braden Mesher. Starts a drive from 25 feet away. They clear out for him. Isolation play. Mesher all the way to the rack, and he's fouled like Flatfoot was. Couple of free throws coming for Mesher. Interesting, Chuck. Both head coaches trying to get these two young men going. Flatfoot for Anna, Mesher for Marion Local.
No, and your leading scorers, you want to get them a shot or two to start the half.
Yep.
To get them rolling. That's the first free throw made by Marion Local.
Flyers have been 0 for 5. Now 1 for 6, 2 for 7 as Braden Mesher rips the nets on two straight, 27-21. That six-point bulge is restored for the Flyers. 30 feet away near the Anna bench, it is Flatfoot. Throws down the left side. Then it goes to Barhorst, top of the circle. Now Bixler to the right wing. Behind him to Ziggenbusch. Straight away, Anna hangs on. It is Brady winning at 6-4. There's a jumper out back, but Flatfoot straight away just inside the top of the ring. He's got it. It's judged a long deuce. He was straddling the arc. 4 points by Flatfoot, 27-23, 4 points by him in this quarter, I should say, 8 for the game. Oh, look at Mesher go to work. That is strong as he powered his way right down the lane and banked it in right in front from 5 feet out. Mesher and Flatfoot, match points, 29-23, Flyers, opening 90 seconds, third quarter. Outside the arc on the right, Flatfoot for Anna. Gets a moving screen, no call. Gives it up far left flank to Barhorst. Now left corner, Bixler. Baseline left, Barhorst against Mesher. Zips it out, back on the play to Flatfoot, and he missed him wide, and it goes out of bounds. That's the kind of unforced error that Anna's got to cut back.
They've had quite a few of them. They have just bad passes.
6:20 left in the third. Marion Local leads by six. Flyers have the ball, Mesher top of the circle, right corner Arns, shot fake, flies into the lane, good defense by Ziggenbusch, right back to Mesher, Mesher on the baseline, high dribble, he palmed it, turns it over, gained an advantage, the official said. Flyers bench says, are you sure?
I'm giving him an incredulous look myself.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the referees call that, but that wasn't even obvious.
Yeah, it didn't look like that was the place for it. Here is Ziggenbusch in the right corner. Fires a pass below the basket for Flatfoot. It is no good. Out of bounds. Another unforced error by Anna. There's just too many of them. Empty possessions by the Rockets, who are down six with 5:46 to go in the third quarter. Deep right corner, Everman out back to Mesher. Mesher on the left-hand bounce. Loops it left wing to Cale Arns. Now the Flyers' Grant Kramer handles. Top of the circle, Brennan Hess. Kramer right wing. They post up. Mesher down low on the right. Oh, that is strong. Up and in for two. He was belted as he scored. Marion Local worked long and hard just for that specific play and shot from Braden Mesher. As he circled below the basket, came off a screen, popped out, low post right, was fed the ball, scored the 2 points. He's at the stripe with a three-point play chance. Don't look now. Marion Local's up eight. It matches the Flyers' biggest lead at 10-2 at the start of the game. 5:22 to go here in the third. Mesher three-point play chance here. He's made two straight free throws in this half. Now three in succession, and it's a nine-point game as the Flyers open up a 32-23 bulge.
And Mesher's up to 13 points now for the game.
Yeah, great start this half for Mesher. Here is Barhorst, deep in the left corner for Anna. Out back to Bixler. Hits a cutter, Ziegenbusch. And on the top of his head is Brennan Hess, over guarding foul. Anna will throw in baseline right of the rim. 5:02 to go in the third. It's a nine-point game. 32-23 Marion Local. Blackfoot to inbound. Players line up in a row, right of the paint. Arns is zoning beneath the basket for Marion Local. Blackfoot looking, gives it to Bixler, 25 feet from the basket. Bixler down the near side to Blackfoot. He puts it on the deck. Back to Ziegenbusch, back to Blackfoot. Hooks a pass down inside of the cutter. Ziegenbusch, shot blocked on the play by Mescher. Here comes Marion Local, 3-on-2. Oh, they throw it away. Anna got back in a jiffy. And then Oliver Hillsman couldn't get his hands on a ball pitched to him as he was slicing toward the basket. Anna will play it in when we come back. Anna down 9, 4:45 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Once again, remember, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, South Main in Fort Loramie. And Schaefer RV Storage is also new, right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, oil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. Anna gets a quick bucket after the timeout from Ziegenbusch. And the Marion Local Flyers have misfired from long range. Anna's got the board down 7, 32-25. Here's a twisting maneuver outside the lane on the left. Shot good! And a foul against Marion Local. What a play. Good conversion by Brady Winning. He was slapped on the forearm as he delivered the two-pointer, a chance for a three-point play. And Marion Local's nine-point cushion is shaved to 5, 32-27, and even 4 to go in the third.
Well, I thought Winning had a better sophomore year than he had a junior year. They really need him to pick it up here as a senior. He's got the ability to do it.
Yep, he is after that fine 12th grade campaign. Yep, from 15 feet on in, when he gets hot, boy, he doesn't miss. Nice three-point play there by Winning as he flipped in the free throw, did Brady. And it's 32-28, five straight points by Anna with 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Here's a post-up move in the lane by Marion Local. Double team,
wow.
Pocket pass, and a finish by Kale Arns. Marion Local so good at attracting the double team in the post and then delivering a nifty pocket pass for a layup. Anna down 6, baseline right, it's Winning, twisting and turning in the lane. Looked like he walked, but he's fouled, and Anna will take it.
He did walk, but he got bumped.
Baseline left, Ziegenbusch will throw in, common foul. 34-28 Marion Local. 3:22 to go in the third. Ball lobbed into Brady out back to Bixler to Platfoot in the lane. He tries to throw a pocket pass below the backboard to Ziegenbusch. It's too hot to handle, and it goes out of bounds to the Flyers. Not sure what Zig was going to be able to do with it among the trees down below the rim anyway.
Well, he just got in trouble down there and didn't try to throw a pass, and it was a laser.
Another glitch handling the ball by Anna. Here's Mesher in the lane for Marion Local, back to the rim. Gives it up on the arc to Grant Kramer. Right side throw to Hess. Hess looks down inside. No one home. Now it's Arnes. Arnes cutting to the rim. It's on the backboard. Iron falls off. Whistle blows. Let's see. Foul in the act of shooting. At the stripe, Cale Arnes, 6'3 junior for Marion Local, which is up 6 with 2:50 to go in the third. Pretty fast-paced game. Defenses have been stellar. Neither team shooting it very well. Anna's been plagued by a bunch of floor mistakes.
Well, they just called the foul on the wrong person, and all of the coaching staff came over to let them know that. They called the foul on Ziegenbusch, which would be his third, and the foul was actually on Bixler.
Schaefer RV Storage, as we noted a few minutes ago, is new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. For information, email Holly Schaefer, Holly at SchaeferOil.com, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. To find out more about Schaefer RV Storage, Holly at SchaeferOil.com. And support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back program at the Market's gas pumps. Always low prices. One penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. And the free throws by Marion Local missed. Anna has a chance now to whittle the deficit back down to four, even three, with a trifecta. 34-28 Flyers. Marion Local's not shot fouls well. Julian Stearns on the arc with the ball. Dropped it. Marion Local gets it. Steam rolls down the floor. Anna fouls, preventing an easy deuce. 2:20 to go in the third. We're stuck at 34-28. As the officials in front of the scorer's desk indicate the personal foul on Ziegenbusch for Anna. Number four on him, Cale Arnes, has got two free throws for the Flyers, and he missed it.
Almost missed the rim.
Tell you what, Chuck, Marion Local's free throw shooting is about as bad as the ball handling for Anna in this game.
Well, Arnes is 0-for-5.
Not good. Second shot, Cale Arnes. It is short, off to the right, missed it. Missed it so badly, the Flyers guarded the rebound, and they'll shoot a long three and make it. Grant Kramer, he loves that 23-foot spot. And he poured it through high left, a long-distance jumper by Kramer, as Marion Local got once again an offensive rebound. Here's a drive by Barhorst down the right side of the paint for Anna. Shot deflected. Flyers have it, trying to build on a 9-point lead. Mesher below the basket feeds the 3-point shooter in the left corner, and it's in! Luke Everman's got his third trifecta of the night, and Marion Local is bolted to a 12-point spread, 40-28. A minute 46 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio.
and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Alan Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Alan Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Alan Ball go to work for you.
Up the Anna Rockets after the timeout face their biggest deficit of the game. Blackfoot jacks up a three, top of the circle, missed it, no good. Rebound Flyers to lead 40-28, a minute 16 to go in the third quarter. Mesher backs his way into the paint, lobs it to the arc for Grant Kramer, and simply flipped it over his head out of bounds. 12-point game. Anna's got to get this thing down to single digits and stay within reach of Marion Local, which on two straight threes in the last half minute has pushed out to a 12-point spread. Blackfoot to midcourt. Blackfoot on the dribble. Feeds Bixler. Bixler in the lane area back to the basket. Now Blackfoot straight away. Outside the arc of the left corner, it goes to Wenning. Brady Wenning gives it up to Barhorst. Good defense, Marion Local. In the post, it goes to Brady. Brady Wenning back to Barhorst in the corner. Runs across the lane. Little half hook. It's a good-looking shot on the rim. Oh, it won't go, but he is cracked on the arm. Couple of free throws here for Barhorst for Anna, which is down to 12 with 41.9 to go. 28 points for the Rockets, not averaging 10 per quarter on the year, and not at that point yet tonight. First free throw short, no good. Second attempt here for Barhorst of Anna. He's got 6 points in this contest. 8 for Blackfoot to lead Anna. Barhorst arches the shot up, and he's got it. 40-29, he splits 2 free throws. Anna trailing by 11. They spread the floor. Does Marion Local. Mesher has it top of the key. Outside the arc on the left to Brennan Hess. Ball whipped around the top of the circle. Mesher, deep right corner, dribbles left hand, head of the key, through the paint. Gives it to a three-point shooter, wide open look for Hess, but he doesn't take it. Looks at the clock and says to himself, still 12 to go. Marion Local plays for one as we close out the third quarter. Screen on the right wing for Kramer, who guns a long three with 4 to go. Missed it heavy. Rebound to Barhorst as the third quarter closes. Marion Local 40 and a 29 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
It is the fourth quarter. Anna on the road here at Marion Local, trailing by 11. 40-29 is our score. Possession Flyers. Anna needs to turn up the offense over the final 8 minutes to get back into this game. Double-digit lead for Marion Local, which led by 7 and by 8 in the opening period. It's been as many as 12. Here's Mescher back to the basket, into the lane, working. Pitches on the arc to Arns. Right wing, Marion Local has it. It is Mescher, chest pass straight away to teammate Luke Everman. Now Arns, half minute gone, fourth quarter. Baseline right, Marion Local maneuvering. Twisting hard into the lane goes Luke Everman. It is up on the rim, hangs, falls off. Anna cannot reel in the rebound. Out of bounds to the Flyers. 7:25 to go in the fourth. 40-29, Marion Local. Flyers inbound. It is caught by Everman on the arc. Dumps it down into the post. Herky-jerky move in the lane by Mescher. Shovels it with the left hand in traffic. No. Rebound, Anna. Good defensive stop by the Rockets. Here's Blackfoot. Foul line fades wide left on the jumper. Didn't catch the rim. Good defense by the Flyers. As Blackfoot shot that one falling away, couldn't find the range. Flyers, offensive set to her left. They post up Arns in the left, or in the left of the lane, I should say. Ziegenbusch drops down, helps out. Arns missed the fadeaway. Rebound, Mescher, low left, feeds the three-point shooter out of the left corner, and he knocks it down. Brennan Hess hits the triple, and Chuck, I don't know how many of these threes for the Flyers have come on second shots.
Yeah, lots of them. Got the rebound, threw it out. Yep, get a three.
Bad pass, Anna. Ziegenbusch was cutting to the lane. Misfired for a teammate, Bixler. Marion Local stormed down the floor after getting the steal. Wild shot, Flyers, no good. Anna attacks, three on two. Low on the left, little seven-footer, good. Nice shot, arched in by Brady Winning. As Marion Local has gone up 14 at 43-29, it's down to 12 with 6 minutes left.
Winning had the block at the one end, came back and made the basket at the other end.
Yep, he has sparkled here tonight for the Anna Rockets. Offensively, defensively, we've got a stoppage of action momentarily with 5:57 to go in the fourth quarter. And Marion Local in the lead by 12 at 43-31. Flyers at side court, throw it in. Mescher, the playmaker, gives it up to Everman. Back to Braden Mescher, 25 feet out. He looks to the post. Everman catches, back to the hoop. There's that skip pass, cross court. Caught by Grant Kramer. Fakes the three, drives, doesn't shoot. Deals to Brennan Hess. Oh, there's a nice give to a teammate, dashing in from the right flank. It's caught and laid in by Luke Everman. Marion Local's offense is wheeling and dealing right now. 45-31 Flyers. 14-point cushion, 5:21 to go in the game. Anna's Blackfoot, too much dribbling out of the arc. Defended well by Arns, and Blackfoot coughs it up.
It probably doesn't get a whole lot easier tomorrow when they go home and play St. Henry. Yep. It was another really good MAC team.
Get a dose of MAC tonight and another dose of MAC tomorrow night. Here is Marion Local attacking up 14, 3 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Hess dribbles through the top of the circle. You can expect the Flyers to take some air out of it now. Mescher, foul stripe. Behind him on the play to Kramer. 25 feet away, Mescher. Mescher fakes right, goes left, pulls up at the elbow, doesn't shoot. Dishes behind him to Everman. Deep left corner, Mescher. Oh, a nice little lob pass. Well done to Hess. The assist is perfect. Hess on the finish. Anna needs a timeout. Down 16. 47-31 Flyers. 4:33 to go in the game. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to
the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Oh, what a night so far. The Marion local Flyers who lead the 16-47-31 with 4:33 left in the fourth. The ball handling has failed Anna tonight, as it has most of the year. Flyers have run some real good offensive sets here in the second half. Here's a baseline drive on the play by Bixler, and it's poked away from behind by Marion local off a Flyer. Goes out of bounds right in front of us. Anna will throw in, trailing 47-31, 4:19 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here is Bixler, below the basket, running out of time. Throws it way out to midcourt, into backcourt. It's tracked down on the play by Platfoot of Anna. Platfoot picked up by Arnes, head of the key. He's the defensive wizard for Marion Local. He's done a pretty good job on Platfoot, who's got 8. Anna throws inside, right in front to Brady Winning. Soft shot from 6 feet, hangs on the rim, and it comes off. And Marion Local nabs the rebound. Mesher to midcourt with 3:50 to go. No team fouls absorbed here in the fourth yet. Deep in the right corner, Arnes. Out back to the three-point shooter. Everman thought about it, didn't let it go. Here's Mesher driving, elbow in the right. Everman for three, bombs away. It's good. Mesher got enough penetration to attract a double team. It was a soft double team, but it left Everman open. Mesher found him. How many threes for Everman in this game, Chuck?
Everman has 4 threes and 16 points.
Yep, the Flyers have not shot it well from the arc so far this season.
Have tonight.
Yep, high volume of threes taken, and they're shooting a pretty decent percentage to lead by 19, 50-31, a scoring drought being experienced right now by Anna.
Yeah, this one scored 12 points in the second half.
And that's been the first half trend for much of the year. 11, 12, 13 points. Here's Ziegenbusch diving into the lane for Anna. Splits a couple defenders. Puts up a one-hander. No good. But he is hit hard shoulder to shoulder. Of course, Ziegenbusch felt that a lot during the football season.
Yeah, maybe had pads on then, though.
Right. He survived the contact there. Got the shot to the rim. It wouldn't go in. He shoots a couple free throws. Connects. And it's 50-32 in favor of Marion Local with 3:14 to go in the game. Marion Local came from behind to win the JV tilt. Second shot by Ziegenbusch is perfect. And it's 50-33 in favor of Marion Local. Mesher in backcourt. Marion Local has had a decided edge in terms of rebounding and maintaining pretty good ball control. A lot of mistakes by Anna. Uh-oh. Cross-court pass to guess who? Everman again from long distance. No, my mistake. It was not Everman. It was Oliver Hilsman, 6'3 senior, in off the bench. Tell you what, Mesher does such an adept job at penetrating just enough, gets below the foul line, attracts two defenders, and then he gives it up to the three-point shooter on the arc.
Which is nice of him, because he also has just, if he goes up against the two, he's been scoring. So he can do it both.
Hillsman has been the best three-point shooter for the Flyers this year. He just canned a long one there to increase the gap in this game to 20, 53-33. Stearns is fouled in the post at Anna's offensive end. He shoots two. The first is no good. The second one is way short. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Isaac Moeller of Marion Local. It's amazing how well the Flyers have shot threes and how dismal Marion Local's been at the free throw line.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's the way it happens.
It's 2.5 to go in the game. There's a great drive, but Marion Local powering hard to the rim goes Brennan Hess. No good as he thundered to the basket from the right flank. He was drilled in the paint and gets two. 2:29 left in the fourth, and the lead is 53-33. Foul shot by Hess is good, and it's 54-33. Don't forget, four games tomorrow at Rushi. We've got the third and fourth for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Junior varsity girls, Fort Loramie Rushi at noon. Junior varsity boys, Fort Loramie Rushi at 1:30. And then Rushi Fort Loramie girls varsity at 3. Boys varsity at 4:30. We've got the last two for you on the air at about 2:20 or 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Free throws, Marion Local good, and the lead swells to 55-33 with 2:16 left. Ziegenbusch arches up a long three for Anna. It does everything but stay in the cylinder. My goodness, it rattled around, came out. Marion Local drives down the lane, running one-hander. It is good. What a driving shot by Isaac Moeller, the 5'9 junior. He tossed it in on the run. As he flipped it up into the air softly, it hit the rim three times and trickled through the twine. Good play by Moeller, and the lead is 57-33 all the way up to 24. Anna missed an in-close shot. Marion Local quickly guns a three. No off the flange. 90 seconds left. Anna swept in to get the rebound. The Rockets have the ball in the forecourt. Ball thrown outside the arc. On the play to Reese Pettit, who's in now, 6'2 junior. Here's a wing jumper on the play by the Rockets. Missed by Carter Winning. Rebounding foul below the rim against the Flyers. It's Common. Anna, with a minute 19 to go, will throw in, trailing by 24. 57-33, boy. The Rockets have been outpointed big time here in the second half. Ball inbounded into the lane, then pitched on the arc to Anna, which is substituting freely. Noah Jenkins, 6'3 junior, no good on the long shot. Rebound down to the Flyers. Up 24, 60 seconds left. Errant pass as it's tossed out of bounds in the corner by Isaac Moeller.
He threw the ball to Anthony Evers, who happened to leave that spot and head towards the basket.
55, 54 seconds to go here in the fourth. Anna has substituted freely, so is Marion Local. Rockets dribbling, top of the circle. Nolan Wilt, fine football player, in. He makes a nice dish to Ziegenbusch. Knifing down the lane, Ziegenbusch up and in as he rolls it over the front iron. Ziegenbusch for Anna gets the deuce. Logan, the 5'11 sophomore, makes it 57-35. Biggest lead's been 24. Steal at midcourt by Ziegenbusch. Pulls up, elbow jumper, 16-footer strong. Rebound down to Marion Local. Flyers have it in backcourt. Marcus Schwederman, 6'1 sophomore, to the timeline. And the final 10 seconds will go off the clock. Down to 5. And that will do it here at the hangar. The Flyers win by 22. 57-35. Anna beaten by Marion Local here tonight. I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool. It's in big demand. We will grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi. For experienced machinists and other entry-level spots, contact us online at OReillyMTS.com, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, MTS.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com. Proud sponsor here on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. And Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business, started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie, energy for today and for tomorrow. And also in Fort Laramie, it's Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner is Deb Gubo. Along with the owner, Deb Gubo, our stylist, Ann Turner, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible, 40-year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Flyers win by 22 over the Rockets. We'll return to close it out in just a few minutes here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Up the Anna Rockets have been mired in the 30s now for four straight games, losing three of those four. Rockets finished tonight, Chuck, with what, 35 points?
Yeah, they scored 19 in the first half, 16 in the second half.
Ball handling, not good. It bit the Rockets. Marion Local shot a big volume of threes. Managed to track down a lot of offensive rebounds, did Marion Local. And Anna stayed with the Flyers until a point fairly late in the second quarter. Then Marion Local started to widen the gap. And Marion Local's got a veteran club. It's a team which works the ball extremely well. The word I'm after, Chuck, is synergy. Flyers have it. Anna's still striving to get it.
Well, I think Anna can get it, but you're right. Right now, Marion Local playing, and they're going to get better. I mean, that's the key.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good basketball team. They out-rebounded them 10-1 on the offensive boards, and the only offensive rebound that Anna got was actually a gift from me because the ball rolled over and the kid picked it up and I gave him a rebound. So an offensive rebound. Individual scoring tonight for the Rockets. They were led by Logan Ziegenbusch with 11. They got 8 from Platfoot, 5 each from Barhorse and Brady Wenning. They got two from Blake Bixler. Only scored 35 points for the game. I'm going to go with A.J. Barhorst as my player of the game for the Rockets. And then on the other side, they had 16 points out of Luke Everman. He had a terrific game.
Yep.
13 from Mesher. He was the star of the game. They got 9 from Hess, 8 from Kramer, 5 from Buelsman, 4 from Arnes, and 2 from Isaac Moeller. So they had a lot more kids score. In my Sour Mugs player of the game for the Flyers is going to be Braden Mesher, because besides the 13 rebounds or 13 points, he had to have at least 7 or 8 assists.
Yeah, Marion Local Chuck is so well rounded. Any one of 5 or 6 young men can hit doubles any night.
Yeah,
it's a very talented team that's got experience. You can see how well connected the Flyers are. They displayed that this evening, and they can drive it to the basket, kick it, shoot the three.
Yep.
And rebounding was a strength tonight against Anna. And the final score winds up being, what, Chuck, 57-35?
That was the final. The only, if you want to find a negative, 5 of 14 from the free throw line.
Kurt Gutta-Miller.
You can talk to him about that.
Yes, so. I'm sure he will.
Okay, let's go back to my Sour Mugs players of the game. For Anna, it's A.J. Barhorst. And for Marion, it is Braden Mesher.
Yep, this segment brought to you by Sour Mugs. Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue. New in Piqua, in the Social, which is in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social, in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
We are on the air online for you tomorrow at about 2:20 or so. Tomorrow afternoon, Rushi Fort Loramie girls. The winner takes the lead in the Shelby County Athletic League girls race. The two clubs knotted at the top, unbeaten in league action. Tip-off for that game right around 3. We commence our pregame segment at about 2:20 or so tomorrow afternoon. Boys varsity game to follow. Bonus coverage. Boys varsity game to follow. Fort Loramie and Rushi tomorrow afternoon. They'll tip along about 4:30 or so. Tonight, 22-point win by Marion Local over Anna. The Flyers 6-0, remaining home tomorrow night to take on Jonathan Alder. And then traveling to Botkins for a game on January 6th. Marion Local at Botkins on January 6th. Mark that one down. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets are back at the friendly confines of the Rockets Gymnasium tomorrow night to take on another MAC foe, the St. Henry Redskins, as Anna now drops to 3-4 on the season. So many thanks to our online listenership, which joined us tonight for Marion Local and Anna. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer bidding you a good evening from the hangar at Marion Local. The Flyers beat the Rockets in boys varsity basketball 57-35.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.